Alright folks, welcome back to Mental War. I'm your host, Hunter Rivers, and today we're tackling something that's super important, especially in this crazy world we live in. Ever feel like you're constantly battling yourself? You know, that inner critic whispering doubts and negativity, making it tough to just be kind to yourself? Yeah, I've been there. But guess what? We can rewrite that script. Today we're diving deep into the power of self-compassion, learning to treat ourselves with the same love and understanding we'd offer a best friend. Think about it, you wouldn't go around tearing down your closest pal for every little slip-up, right? You'd be there to offer support, encouragement, maybe even a laugh at their expense, in a loving way, of course. So why are we so quick to judge ourselves with such harshness? We deserve that same level of kindness and acceptance. Now, self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook or becoming complacent. It's about acknowledging your struggles with empathy, recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, and treating yourself with understanding instead of criticism. It's like hitting the reset button on that inner critic and replacing it with a supportive, encouraging voice. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your journey towards self-compassion. 1. Recognize your humanity. We all mess up, folks. Nobody's perfect. That project didn't go as planned. You tripped and spilled coffee all over yourself. It happens. Instead of beating yourself up, remember that these are just human experiences, a part of the messy, beautiful journey we call life. 2. Practice mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight. Just take a few moments each day to check in with your thoughts and feelings. Notice those critical voices popping up and acknowledge them without judgment. Then, gently redirect your attention to something positive or grounding, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of laughter, the scent of freshly brewed coffee. 3. Cultivate self-kindness. Treat yourself with the same love and care you would offer a dear friend. Would you tell your best pal they're useless after a tough day? Nope. So why say those things to yourself? Instead, offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Take some time to reflect on what makes you awesome, your creativity, your empathy, your resilience. Celebrate those strengths and remind yourself that you are capable and worthy. 5. Seek support when needed. You don't have to go through this alone. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist can provide invaluable support and perspective. Remember, reaching out for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're working on a challenging project. Deadlines are looming, and suddenly your brain starts playing its favorite game. What if everything goes wrong? You start feeling overwhelmed, doubting yourself, and the inner critic takes over. Sound familiar? Now, instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral, try this. Take a deep breath, acknowledge the anxiety, and gently remind yourself that you've overcome challenges before. You're capable, resourceful, and you've got this. If things get tough, remember to reach out for support, maybe talk to a friend or take a break to clear your head. Be kind to yourself in those moments. It's not about being perfect. It's about showing up with compassion and doing your best. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing self-compassion today. Remember, you're worthy of love, understanding, and kindness, starting with yourself. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need to hear these words too. Let's spread the message of self-love and support out into the world. Until next time, keep fighting the good fight against procrastination, negative thoughts, and anything else that tries to hold you back. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.